WTTS on demand.
It's 92.3 WTTS in Palmetto Hall with Mike Doty, ex of Soul Coughing and singer-songwriter of several solo albums since the end of Soul Coughing, and now author of The Book of Drugs, a memoir. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Hey, really good. I got to tell you, right off the bat, I'm enjoying the book, which that also implies I haven't finished it. So probably any spoilers won't be coming for me today. But I am going to finish it because, man, I'll tell you what, that is really well written.
Oh, thank you so much.
I must say, I was kind of surprised. Not that I didn't think you could write a good book, but I picked up that, wow, this is really, it's compelling. Tell us a little bit about, you know, in a thumbnail here, about your journey through addiction.
A lot of the story is about soul coughing and, you know, bands or marriages. Soul coughing was a dark, emotionally violent, emotionally abusive marriage. You know, but I think more than anything else, like I'm in this amazing place, and you know, it's about how somehow that gift of desperation made the you know, the amazingness of the way the world is for me now.
You've been clean for over 10 years, Mike. Do you miss drugs?
No, you know what? I miss buying drugs. It was fun buying drugs. Not just being high, but like actually going out and copping. You know, that was fun.
Was sort of the adrenaline aspect of that or something?
Yeah, maybe something like that.
Okay. Now, I haven't, like I say, I haven't finished the book. Do you drink ever?
No. I'm off everything except coffee and cheese, man.
How is the world different to you now?
I mean, it's certainly better than the worst days, but what's startling to me, and I did not anticipate I'd be the guy that would be eventually saying this, was it's better than the best days. Part of that is just, you know, just living through an experience that was so devastating, and really kind of looking at, you know, sort of this deep hole that I managed to somehow, by grace, get out of.
Looking at the world from the bottom of a well, by any chance, written about these days?
Yeah, it would definitely. It comes from a Haruki Murakami novel, The Wind Up Bird Chronicle, where a guy goes into a well to sort of look up at the world. But yeah, I mean, it's about looking up from the abyss.
Hey, your new album is called The Question Jar Show, and it's a little different kind of a concept where people ask you these maybe sort of random questions.
Would you rather play Twister with Dick Cheney or punch a kitten in the face? And we get weird answers back.
A little out of the ordinary, and we got a show coming up here in town. What can we expect, Mike?
No, I don't play the Soul Goblin song.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
Yeah, Soul Goblin is a really dark experience, and so I've shut the door on that.
And you're going to be at one of our, I guess, more historic type venues, the Irving Theater.
Yeah, yeah.
And which is really going to be cool, and that is May the 15th. And I'm totally recommending this book, The Book of Drugs. I will finish it. The Book of Drugs, a memoir by Mike Doty. Awesome job, Mike.
Thanks a lot, man.
WTTS on demand.